take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Yes, this is the only show that I pay to make noise.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I lost my voice.
It means you are doing the job very well. So does it mean that with our voice
Mr. Femi,
sir,
good morning, sir. I'm going to increase my money. So, you say I'm doing a good job.
Yeah, so for those of us that haven't lost our voice yet, we are not.
Try better luck next time.
I will shout this week. Next week.
Good morning, Lagos. 7 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour, and this is What's Up, Lagos? Yes, my name is Mary Anna Cohn, and I have the very fertile. Fertile.
When last did anyone...
Cross-fertilization is happening in this studio.
Just fertile now.
Just fertile. 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 Felt. Feel. Fertile.
Miriam, really.
Her nice. Name is Feta, just Feta.
And no cross fertilizer.
Well, I mean, so much. You know, what do women release? Endorphins.
They release something. I can't think about it now.
Yeah. Well, anyway, just us girls in the studio. Our lover stretch is on a very important international assignment. It's a special.
Did you send him this time?
No, it's not me. It's the company.
Okay.
The company sent him.
Because you always say you send him on errands.
No, I'm not.
I like you to do that when he comes back.
No, the last time that I sent him, he went to my wife that I did not approve of. Yep.
What?
And then
how is this? Did not
pay the bride price food they kept in Ikorodu. Do you remember?
Oh, is it a woman? I thought maybe
he'd be deceiving you. You don't know. Yes. I've been deceiving you. I tell you all this.
But I don't believe you.
Us girls, we gotta stick together.
Forget that scene. When he comes to stretch, I trust him. I know there's got to be an explanation. When he comes back, he's going to tell me exactly what happened.
That
I'm sure
is.
The woman was trying to force herself on him.
Let me clear my throat. I love your blissful ignorance.
This has got nothing. It has everything to do with trust. And not ignorance.
Yes, I know.
You don't understand.
Trust. Yes.
Our love is very strong.
Welcome to the show. All right, from now till 12 o'clock, we promise to make sure that you have the best of radio programming. And you know what? We promise and we keep our promise. This is where Lagos has the best conversation. Yes, yes, yes. So you can take it to the bank. Okay, so as usual on Friday, we put it to you.
We put it.
We wear our wigs.
Yes.
And our gowns.
And we are even dressed like...
Yells, yes, yes. And we come with our... Order!
Order in court!
Order!
Why are you wearing red shoes to the court?
My law, can I approach?
You can disproach.
I put it to you. It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. We start off with our sound off, and then, of course, we will be putting it to you. Get ready. Get ready, because you see, court will be in session in just a moment. Welcome to the show.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
It's time for Sound Off, 10:12 actually, 12 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour, and it's still What's Up Lagos. Let's sound off. Now, we know that on Thursday last week in Banana Island, area of Lagos, which is in Ikoyi, by the way, we had a building collapse on Thursday, and the governor has ordered the stop of, you know, building constructions in the area. But I want to cast our minds back to what happened to the twin buildings in Ikoyi. Do you remember last year? Do you remember how many people were buried in that rubble? I don't mean to whip up sentiments on this issue, but I want us to understand the magnitude or the deadly effects of having these buildings collapse. I'll tell you something. When I take a job, I'm using myself now because I can't speak for everybody. When I take a job, I want to put my best foot forward. And when I mean by putting my, what I mean by putting my best foot forward is that I want to give it my 100%. Because you see, I believe that on this job, you're as great as your last show, as good as your last show. And if you did a shoddy job, that's all you'll be remembered for. And I want to take it that this is how everybody who's a professional should take their jobs very seriously. Mm-hmm. Knowing that your reputation is tied to it, whatever you do, this is what posterity will remember you for. So today I'm not going to sound off on government. Their day will come.
Mm.
Because you see, we'll say government has to do something. Yes. Please, don't get me wrong. I'm not in any way going to put this past them. Because the buck, if you ask me, stops at their table. And of course, the table of Mr. Governor, Jide Sanwo-Olu. But you, the person who's taking that contract, that building project, you who's supposed to have a site engineer, but you're not a site engineer, but they call you engineer. You who's supposed to make sure that the measurements for the cement is proper so that it can hold, so that it does not collapse like paper. You're the one I'm sounding off on this morning. You, that person that's supposed to tell your client, we cannot do it for less than this. If we're not making sure the measurements are proper, if we're not using the right products, then we cannot put up this building. You're the one I'm sounding off on. You, that architect, that you're working on that project and you know of a certain that they're cutting corners, but you would rather just get your payday and walk away. You're the one I'm sounding off on this morning. All of you, whether you're a mason, whether you're an engineer, whatever you are, and you were working on, in fact, it doesn't have to be that building in Ikoyi, any other building. And you see when people are cutting corners and you know of a certain that this shouldn't be done, but you do it anyway because you see, this is Nigeria. You who goes to get those substandard products, even when you were paid for proper ones, for good standard products, you, I'm sounding off on you. We're very quick to say our leaders are terrible, our politicians are evil.
That's our hobby, major hobby in Nigeria.
The finger you are pointing at that politician, what's the rest of them are pointing to you. What are you doing? What's your own contribution to making Nigeria a better place? It's not coming out to vote on election day. Don't get me started. It begins with you. That, you know, we were making fun in this morning in the studio. Oh, my mom is the best mom. My dad is the best
whose
dad in the world.
Whose mom is that?
Whose mom is the one who stands in the way for you to collect that simple piece of paper at that ministry, at that local government, who says if you don't give out 1,000? Whose mom is that? Whose dad is the police officer who's cocking his gun to shoot at me because I don't have 200 naira to give him? Who are these people? So when you're quick to judge a politician, and I'm not saying that we don't have corrupt politicians in this country, they are a problem.
Mm-hmm.
They're a menace and they're like a canker worm. But you're part of the problem. You who's cutting corners. You who's taking advantage of the fact that Nigeria is bad and continuing to dig us into a hole. I'm sounding off on you.
Mm. I see. The thing is, you may not be the chairman of one local government, or you may not be in the Speaker of the House of Rep or anything. You may not be a Speaker of the House of Rep. But the position that you actually occupy is a position of service. Whatever position that you find yourself in this world is your service to humanity, to Nigerians. What are you doing with it? So now there's a glorified thing in the world called being smart. So when you find yourself in a position where you take a contract, you have to be smart to look for a way to keep small in your pocket.
Cash out.
At the detriment of quality and, you know, discharging your duties properly. At the end of the day, now you're a smart guy now. You did what you had to do. But now look at the consequence of it. If at the end of the day,
We've had too many building collapses in Lagos. And we're quick to say, oh, the standards guys, the guys who approved the buildings. You that is building, building blocks that is low standard. Blocks that when you touch it like this, it will scatter like paper.
Ask them now. They will say, it's not our fault, it's government.
Government can't keep taking the fall for your own mess, for your own mistakes. So it starts with you. And I keep saying it, I don't mind sounding like a broken record. The journey to building the Nigeria that you and I deserve, that you and I want, that you and I envisage, it begins with you. Please, we can't keep letting people die. And you see, half the time, the people who are trapped in those buildings are the people who are building. So are you not going to say, you know what, for the sake of my family, for the sake of the country, for the sake of my brethren, the people who are working with me, I would do the right thing so we don't keep dying, so that other people also don't die? Because sometimes people get away with it. They build the houses and people move in, and then one day, boom, everything goes down. How many more bloodshed can we handle because we cut corners? How many more people have to die for us to do the right thing? I think that should be our resolution today. Wherever you are, you're a market woman, you're in your place of work, you're a government official, you're a youth copper, you're a broadcast journalist, you're a print journalist. Your resolution today should be, I want to do right, no matter what it costs me. Because you see, some people are afraid that they will lose their daily bread. But if people keep saying no to cutting corners, maybe we'll be on our way to a great Nigeria. And that's Sound Off. Indeed, judgment awaits. Court will soon be in session, but let's just let you know what we are putting to you. Well, Baba Black Sheep, have you any wool? Yes sir, it says three bags full, one for my master, one for my dame, and one for the little boy who lives down the lane.
Little boy, little girl.
Well, that's also under contention.
Okay.
Yes, but you see, the court is about to be in session. We're going to call the opposing counsel and the defense counsel. And then, of course, we will allow you to approach the bench. Are you ready?
I'll disapproach.
Yes, again, if you are not fully dressed, if you're not properly dressed, and you do not know how to address the court, you will leave. We will send you out and lock you out like we locked somebody out last time. We'll be right back after this break. Yes, it's time for us to... Course is in session, ladies and gentlemen.
That's true, I forgot.
Yes. So, Baba Black Sheep. Why? Why are you calling it a black sheep? Are you certain it was a black sheep?
I'm very certain, except you're accusing...
That's racist.
How?
I want to set the tone for this court case. That I see so many anomalies in this particular... submission.
You can begin to state them.
How do you call the sheep black?
What if it's black?
Did it tell you that
you're
wearing
identifies a black dress?
As a black sheep? Did it tell you?
Aren't you wearing the black dress?
Well, I don't identify as a black sheep, says the sheep.
No,
did you ask
the sheep never said that.
The sheep
that.
Was
the
trying to say,
here, Marianne.
The sheep is she's a stammerer.
No.
He was stuttering.
No, the person who was asking the sheep has what you call speech impediment, right?
No, he was trying to imitate the sheep, which is very bad.
He wasn't trying to.
Permit me
to kind of imitate. He was like...
But you see, that's what you're doing. What you're doing.
No, I am trying.
What you're doing.
No,
is,
I am trying.
What you're doing is that you are laughing at a person who stutters.
And
that's
like
what
I'm
that
right
gentleman
now.
Who was. Why do you?
No.
Why are you
no,
asking?
You can state the anomalies that you have noticed in this case, but you cannot say.
I'm
you cannot accuse
them.
Me.
I am stating.
I am trying to show you exactly what happened
I
here.
I am stating.
This person wasn't trying to imitate.
Were you there?
Of course I was there.
The sheep has
this
his day
person
in court.
Is my client.
Well, the sheep is my client.
So
How about
are in court because of an animal.
Oh, wow. Do you see that?
I mean, as
do
a person.
Do you see that? The owner of the animal is my client, making the sheep my client.
Why? You know what?
How do you go to a sheep and not go to the owner of the sheep to ask him if he has any wool?
Oh, because
how
the sheep
you?
Can respond.
How
now,
dare you?
Now, tell us how your sheep can talk.
Well, my sheep doesn't need to talk.
Why am I seeing this from another angle? Cause spiritual angle.
Why?
Did you turn any of the family members? Did the person turn any of the family members to a sheep? Because why can't the sheep talk?
Cut!
You don't cut us. Cut. No, you're talking.
Cut.
Because it's Kaiser sent to cut everything.
Excuse me. I put it to you that my client, who was the owner of the sheep, said that you could have come to her to say, do you have wool? But you went to the sheep. Who told you that the sheep has wool?
Oh, because there's word on the streets that your sheep can
and
talk.
Who told you that the sheep will be the one giving you the wool?
Oh, the sheep even replied.
Did the sheep give you
wool? Now, let's go back. Let's ask you. Let's ask your client if they can explain how a sheep can talk.
Well, the truth is that sheep did not speak. It was the owner of the sheep that said, yes, sir.
No.
Yes, sir.
According to the case, this person says, Baba Black Sheep, have you any wool? And he replies, yes, sir.
How
yes,
do you know
sir.
That the sheep is a he?
How? Oh, it replies then. It replies then. It says,
what made
it
you? Says, what makes you think that the sheep identifies as an
it? Me for that mistake. That was a mistake.
What if they are they
part?
And them?
Mm-hmm. Don't bring this up. We know Ishi and it. Okay. Ishi and it. Now, it said, yes, sir, yes, sir. That's to show you that the person who asked was a male, right?
Mm.
He said, I have three. One for my master.
Did you see it?
One.
Did
for
you
Dame.
See it?
Now, I'm even wondering,
did
why?
You see
why,
it?
Why is it that?
How are you sure that that was not
have,
the voice of the owner
have,
answering you?
We have the case right
in front
of us.
And the owner is very angry that you should have come to
I don't
to
understand.
The,
is it that you are trying to
there's a difference
not,
between the owner of and the sheep. The sheep is subject
you,
to the
are you
owner.
Are you trying to tell me that you are failing on purpose, intentionally, to decipher what this case is about?
I do
because
not
we all can see.
It is not
it's
my
call,
place.
It is a question and
decipher.
Answer thing.
That's why we're in court.
I asked you, do you have...
Yeah, the opposing counsel.
Said, yeah, how can
opposing
I, okay.
counsel, make your case first.
I'm making my case
I'm
already,
listening.
But it looks like you don't even want me to talk
I'm
because
listening.
You have something to hide.
I'm listening.
Now, a question requires an answer, right? If somebody says, just not even to anybody, say, you see a book that says, Marianne, do you have any wool? And then the next sentence says, yes, sir, yes, sir. Is this,
are
isn't
you
obvious?
Certain that it's Marianne that answered the question?
Isn't it obvious that that was a response
to the
question?
Is it written that
question?
It was the sheep that
is
answered
it? Is it not? I don't even know.
My lord, I want to cancel this case because it does not make sense.
You cannot. You're canceling what you're actually defending.
Hold on. No, this lady is saying nonsense. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because number one, the owner of this sheep is saying that they are taking advantage of her sheep. They come and steal the wool.
The person
they will
who,
come and lie.
Who, the person,
yes. Why
the
would
person
you be asking?
Who, the person who's asking for the wool has realized that he never gets any wool. For some reason, maybe because he has speech impediments.
Well,
nobody
maybe,
wants
maybe,
to listen
be,
to him.
Maybe because,
every single time
maybe
he walks
because
into
the
a
sheep
shop
does not
it,
want to give
nobody
you
wants
wool.
To give
did
it?
The sheep come to die for you in this life?
Oh, really?
Why can't you go and get your wool?
So what is it?
Why can't you go and get your wool somewhere else?
If my client is coming to ask your sheep for wool, it means that you offer some kind of service. You sell, don't you?
I think that you
sell.
You are one of those people.
Do you sell?
You are one of the people that are in animal endangerment. That's it.
How do
that's
you?
That's why we're in court.
Oh, wow.
That's why we're in court.
My lord, as you can see, my learned colleague is trying to accuse me.
Well, yes.
Of something that,
because
that
you have
I did
in
not
the
do.
Open court.
I am here in
you
court
have
trying to define my...
That your client went to ask my client's sheep for
no,
who?
The question
who
I just asked you...
Who gave your client
no,
the effrontery to
no,
go and ask my client for
no,
who?
No. The question I just asked you is, if my client comes to your client to ask for some certain wool, isn't it obvious that you offer some kind of service?
Who told you that? Did you see any signpost?
Maybe we
there?
Should ask your client.
Well, my client is saying there's no such signpost.
Why are you speaking for your client?
Misplaced priority. Well, I'm here on
you
behalf of my client.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, really?
And I think that my lord, this case should be thrown out because
you don't have evidence.
Hold on.
Like, my lord, I said
lord,
this case should not be thrown out
lord,
of court because I would defend
my
client.
My lord, she's talking about my talk. My lord, I don't like it.
Okay.
My lord, I think that this is a case of animal endangerment and we need to take it to ECOWAS court.
But your sheep can talk. My lord, but her sheep can talk. My lord, I put it to you, sir.
Well, do you have evidence that my sheep can talk?
My lord, I put it to you that somebody... I know that the court does
my
not...
My lord, she even said that it's a spiritual something. I don't understand.
I know the court does not address anything.
Do you have any baba to prove that we have killed anybody
actually,
I can bring
Fadeh Yolor to this court.
Ah.
Yes.
Please bring him.
I will bring him to this court and
we're
then we'll see.
But wait, Lagos.
Or maybe we can bring Yagbonkon.
If you know that you are a very good lawyer on this case, you understand me, and you can speak animal language, please help us.
No problem. Call 0700-993-993-993. Or you can call 01465-7190. And that number is for our female barristers only. 0700-993-993-993. And then run to WhatsApp if you want to posit your position. 0809-597-5805. I think you have a call, my
unnamed colleague. Yes. Hello, good morning. What's your name? Please call us back. Please, when you call us, identify yourself and your chambers. Your
Father, you Loro can rise up again.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What up?
This is Barrister Njoku calling from Ikeja, Odumokpo Chambers.
Mm-hmm. Odumokpo, let us know what you think about this case.
You see, after viewing this case, previewing this case, superviewing this case.
Who gave you the right to do all of that?
Superviewing this case and then reviewing the case. I come to a conclusive conclusion that there is overwhelming loopholes that are capable of swallowing the planet.
Yes. So the planet is in trouble.
I put it to you that racism is deciphered in this case.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
How?
My lord, may I?
You may.
If I may, yes. You see, racism has been found to be a problem all over the world. Because why should somebody wash white clothes before washing the black one?
Wahala.
Why should, if a student does anything bad, his name is written on a black book?
Are we still talking about the same case?
It's bad. And who says that this ship is black? Who called the ship black?
So, are you telling me that you cannot identify a black thing?
Let him talk.
Are you not?
Order in my court.
How this case on the ground of racism.
Yes.
And it lacks merit. This case must be thrown out.
Thank you.
You should be thrown out.
Thank you, Mr. Joku. Thank you very much.
I don't know how people see all this.
Order. You see, you cannot start a case by saying black sheep. Hello? Who gave you the effrontery, the temerity, the instinctum to call my sheep black?
You cannot use grammar to scatter this thing. You cannot.
Please, when you call us, ladies and gentlemen, approach the court.
Somebody here says Father Yoloro is dead. He's dead. Well, yes. So what? Do you know if there are two or three?
You see, you cannot come to my court and be making all these contemptuous allegations. We cannot allow it in this court.
My lord, I'm sorry for that mistake. I must have emotionally said that because I really want to prove my case.
There's no emotions in this case. We have to stick to the fact. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? See.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
What's your name and your chambers?
This is Barrister Abraham from Akara Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Akara.
Akara Chambers, yeah.
I beg you, I get Akara for that side. No verse.
Me na come out here. Please, my lord that is presiding over this case, are you transgender?
What does that have to do with the merit of this case?
Are they now allowing transgender?
That's not the merit of this case. It has nothing to do with it. You stop it.
Really? But you can bring racism into it.
Excuse me. It's racism that you call my sheep black.
Where is Barrister Stretch?
He has been locked up.
He has gone to The Hague.
I told that guy they are going to kidnap him. He's not yet. I told him last week he was in Abuja. I told him they would kidnap him. Now back to the case, my lord. Mm-hmm. Back to the case. Did you see black sheep on one hand is a liar? Because I don't know how black sheep, we have one bag of wool for the owner, one bag of wool for the dame. And then he will go and dash another boy down the street, one bag of wool, when the owner of the sheep has just one bag. So on this, because of this, I think the technicalities behind this rhyme is fake. It is INEC that was in charge of the scattered it. Yes.
Okay. Mm. Thank you very much for calling. But you see, the problem is that I agree with you to an extent.
Anytime you want to lie, my Lord, permit me to say that. You
what
always
do you
use,
mean by
you always switch to this
my
accent.
My learned colleague.
It doesn't belong to
my
you.
My learned colleague, I want to respectfully and disrespectfully disagree with you. You cannot be calling me a liar in the court of law.
Why can't I? If you can,
if you can
accuse me of being part and parcel
you
of this.
The fact that I'm lying, prove it.
How dare you?
How dare you? I do not like this scumbobulated conversation about me in my very presence.
Well, now, try to marry the sentences with what you just said now.
Because this man have made a point.
What point?
He have made a point.
What point?
I support the point to Anes.
What point?
Because, you see, the thing is that, you have come to lie to the court that my sheep spoke. Because the truth is that my sheep cannot
my
say,
Lord,
excuse me,
okay.
Can I land?
Okay.
You know, I asked you in the beginning, how can you tell that the sheep was the one that spoke? You say the sheep spoke. How can the sheep that is not the owner of the wool be telling you that he has one for madam, one for dame,
then
one for somebody?
Then who answered the question?
Who gave him the permission?
Who answered
you're lying.
The question?
I put it
As
to you that you're lying.
Oh,
my sheep
you are
did
coming
not say
from
anything.
The angle of animal rights and whatever.
So,
why did your client put an animal in the workshop?
Excuse me? Did
yes.
you see the animal in the workshop?
No,
what is animal doing in the workshop?
Yes.
Is it mechanic workshop?
The same question. I think you're coming to my own side of the
I'm
fence.
Not coming to your side.
The same
my client's animal was not in the workshop.
So where was your client's
was
animal?
In the barn behind the house.
So
and
doing
so,
what?
Let me
doing
tell,
what?
Let me put it to you that
doing
you encroach.
What?
You encroach into my property without asking me. You went into my barn to
my
speak
Lord,
to
it
the
seems
animal.
As if, it seems as if my learned colleague is
this
trying
case,
to avoid
the odds
one
are
question.
Stacked against you.
One question.
My dear,
and it looks like
my
you
dear,
also answered that same question.
My dear,
okay.
The odds are stacked against you. You have no case.
How?
You have no
You've
case.
You've not allowed me to see anything.
You have no case.
Now you can take calls.
You can't. You have
I know,
no case.
I know. You and Barrister Shreya do it all the time. You bring this case to court and then you pack your people to come.
Order.
It's fine.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up, Lagos?
Maybe what's up to you?
You
too?
Have arrived. Yes.
Depends on who else.
Identify yourself and your chambers.
Yes, this is Barrister Pedro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What chambers?
from Lambe.
Lambe. Chambers.
Barrister, why are you forgetting the name of your chambers?
It's not my fault, you know.
It's not your fault. What happened? If you're not ready, you can leave this court, though.
Excuse me, you're wasting the time of the court. The court has very important things to attend to. Can you please make your case?
Sorry, my lord. First of all, after reviewing this case, I noticed that man who came to ask the chief is a racist.
He's a racist. Why are you all against a person who has speech impediment, though?
How dare you?
How?
Even if you say he's not a racist, why in the world will he call someone a black sheep?
I don't know.
Because
I wonder.
The sheep is black.
I don't know. Oh, you're racist.
Wait,
I put
no.
it to you that you are racist.
Everything has colors. There are colors to everything.
Who says so?
Right now, my learned colleague, if I can ask you, what color of shirt are you wearing?
Does he have anything to do with the way that he is described?
What color of
because
shirt
he's wearing
are you
a black shirt, does he make him a black man?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Please go ahead, my learned colleague.
Mm-hmm. I also want to say that you said that a sheep cannot talk, right? But we've heard of cases that people invented animal translator.
So who was the or who is the animal translator in this case?
The owner of the sheep.
No, it could have been the son of the owner. We don't know.
We have to take a break. You are finally confused.
Thank you very much for calling my learned colleague, because you see, the people that don't know anything are always confused. We are going to go to a break. When we come back from the break, the court will be in session. I put it to you. Court is in session. It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. 2 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. I am Mary Anna Conan. She is
That's up.
And together we are in court. We're looking at, of course, the case of a sheep.
Blah, blah, black sheep.
At a certain person that's called black. Racism. We're
because,
looking at racism. We're looking at mindset conditioning. We're looking at theft, encroachment. We're looking
Marianne,
at slavery and animal endangerment.
My Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen,
my Lord.
Court is in session.
If we have two dogs in this court right now,
How do we differentiate both of them? Remember, they are dogs.
This is not a court for animals.
It's not my fault that they are dogs, firstly. Mm-hmm. It's not my fault that they are animals. But if we were to differentiate two dogs right now in this court of law, how would we differentiate them? Except
Mr. A's dog and Mr. B's dog. Was that difficult?
How do you say Mr. A and Mr.
B? Because somebody brought the dog.
Okay, say they didn't. So okay, say nobody brought the dog.
No, then it's a stray dog.
So how do you say stray dog one and stray dog?
Stray dog. It's one dog that strays into the court, and courthouses don't allow animals. So your case again, is without any form.
You cannot say that.
I'm sorry, lady.
Okay, let's even now assume that two people bring leave the people who brought the dogs to the courts in the first place. You say dogs have right. So differentiate, just try to describe the dogs, you know,
This is not a dog fest. And we're not going to be
dog's life matter.
It is not
just the way you're saying that a sheep's life matter right now.
To describe
so if you were
dogs,
to describe a dog.
No. You can this say case that, okay, is about a sheep that your client has decided that is black.
A dog is also
and
an
you're
animal.
Running away
as,
from
as
the fact
much
that
as a
your
sheep
client
is an animal.
Racist.
So Marianne Ducacon, my learned colleague, if you were to describe a dog, Mr. A's dog in entirety, how would you describe the dog?
Mr. A's dog.
That's all. That's not comprehensive enough. And my lord,
I don't
will agree.
Understand. You are
my,
looking
my lord,
at
we
the
agree
dog,
to
and
me.
You can tell that the dog came with Mr. A.
Look,
instead of trying
if I were to describe Marianne, I would say that Marianne is a beautiful, fair-looking lady.
No,
that's okay, right?
No,
we all know that she's Marianne.
I am,
but
beautiful.
We have to describe
I'm
Marianne.
A lady. Leave it at that. I'm an African.
I put it to you that it's not a bad thing for
leave
somebody
it at
to say
that.
A sheep is black.
It's racist.
Because it's a description.
Ladies and gentlemen, court is in session.
It's
this lawyer is not making sense and wasting
why are we
time
not
of
also
the court.
Why are we bringing only that part of the case?
There's animal endangerment.
Focus? What happened
There's
to the fact that the ship can't even talk?
The bank.
Why is the ship
Who
talking?
Who invited you into the,
why
black,
is the ship
into the
talking?
So-called black sheep's house? Who invited
but
you?
I know that the court does not regard anything spiritual, but if we could go that way, my lord. If we go, why is the ship talking in the first place? And why does it also look like this ship is being put in danger? This ship is being put in hard labor.
My lord, shall we bring in other clients or other learned
witnesses.
Colleagues to
I'm
speak
sure
on
we
this
have
matter?
A witness.
Because we have an array of lawyers to deal with this issue. And that's why we came to court. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Don't forget, if you are a lady lawyer, call us on 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. And make sure that you tweet at us on Twitter at WhatsApp Lagos. That's the hashtag, WhatsApp Lagos. But it's at Nigeria Info FM. Or send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-5975-805. Let's go to our WhatsApp portal
problem.
First.
Let's go there now. Barrister Mayor from Aja says, from the chambers of our science students, plot 3, Bermuda, Triangle Road, Ocean Pacific. So I put it to you, my
that's
lords,
a good chamber.
That sheep have questions. That sheep have questions to answer. How did one sheep produce 3 bags of wool by himself? Because by substantial...
Who's to say that the sheep even produced anything?
Listen,
who told you?
Listen, why does he have it? But anyway, Mayor goes on to say that by substantial investigations, our Nigerian sheep, after 1 year, could not produce even one nylon of cocoa hair. How is Oyibo sheep producing wool? Who says it's Oyibo sheep? Who says?
See, all these racist
now,
lawyers.
So, what is his relationship with the boy that lives down the lane? The children of the master, Unko, do they have their bag of wool? Did he take permission to give wool out?
Good question.
Please, let's connect that boy through Zoom. He has questions to answer. We need to know if he's in his right to get wool or if he's diverting wools illegally. That's theft. Theft. All documents are available over the high sea Bermuda Triangle, he says.
Thank you very much. That's a very good chamber.
Anyway, what's up, Lagos? Okay, this is not for us. My lord, what's up, Lagos? I'm Barrister Lawrence from Akute Chamber.
Acute,
okay. My lord, after checking this case vividly, I have come to a conclusion that this case is a case of racism. Get out of here! How can you say the sheep is black? According to the law, 70% of sheep comes white. So why is it the few numbers of black sheep are now the one used for hard work? Did you see that? My lord, I put it to you that sir is to be charged for racism. Who is the sir?
Who is the side that is going
that
to
is your client?
Who is the side that will be
is your
how,
client?
How?
Now who encroached into the building
you just mentioned
of my client,
by Sir Lawrence,
went into the barn and had conversations, so-called conversations with the sheep.
Barrister Lawrence
called the sheep black.
Barrister Lawrence mentioned that why is that black sheep used for hard work? Why is anybody not talking about that?
Who says that he's doing hard
why
work?
Why is your client?
Your
subjecting
client
a sheep
your
to hard
client
labor.
Was trying
and
was
I think
attempting
see,
to take my sheep
the
into
sheep,
hard labor.
The sheep had worked
that's
so
wrong.
Hard
that's
that
wrong.
Talking.
Do you have proof?
I am tempted to
you have proof
start,
that
am,
the sheep was speaking.
I am tempted to even start defending the
you
sheep.
You are making
no,
baseless allegations. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Marianne. My name is Barrister Onuha Kelechi. You cannot greet me. No problem. Oh, okay. He greeted me. Onyoma Kev. He said, my lord, I agree with Barrister Feta. I will take a dramatic pause before I continue. He says, in a country that monkeys and snakes take and swallow money, the sheep can talk. Please, let's bring the sheep
do
to the counter.
Do not insult this very revered court. We don't bring animals into this court. Go back to your Chad and Bill chambers.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? The only right an animal has in Nigeria is to end up in the pot and be eating with a delicious, sumptuous meal.
Who knows?
Make the sheep.
Who knows?
Make the sheep no vex. Anything when you see, make it come.
Who knows? Maybe that's what your client was trying to do.
I am never supposed to read this because you didn't address yourself properly, but that's okay. What's up, Lagos? My lord, if I may, after carefully studying this case with all the evidences put forward, I can categorically say that this case lacks merit as the sheep has no right to give out its wool, especially to the little boy who lives down
and
the road.
And your client was pressuring it.
I wasn't pressuring. My client wasn't pressuring.
Oh, are you telling me that you were there?
I wasn't there.
My goodness.
I wasn't there. But
my
anyway,
dear, my lord,
let's
can
continue.
You see the sheep
let's,
is coming?
Let's continue
my lord.
Now. He says he doesn't have any right to give its wool, especially to the little boy who lives down the road, without permission from his owner. I hereby ask the court to strike out the case. Barrister Feta, don't jam with big pass up today. See, as she did, daughter. Barrister Maria, welcome back. We miss your Brit American accent.
Hey,
with love from Barrister Prince, senior advocate of Netherlands. What do you mean?
Thank you, my brother
you
from Netherlands.
That?
You're a very cerebral somebody.
What do you mean by
thank
that?
Thank you. I will be seeing you soon in the Netherlands.
What? See, now, he just said that the sheep does not have right to give to the boy. So that's the thing. The sheep,
but you were trying to impose it. And you even faked the fact that my sheep can't talk.
How?
You were lying to the cause and you
my lord,
you
show
up
you.
There. You are even telling the court that you were there.
My lord,
you
I put it to you.
My lord, these people are accomplices.
My
these
lord,
people are animal
my lord,
kidnappers.
I put it to you.
My lord, these people should be remanded in custody.
My lord.
Hey.
My lord, I put it to you that this barrister, this maniacal colleague has coconut head. She will not allow me to
hey,
say
wait,
anything.
I'm from the generation. Come on, somebody. Call 0700, I beg your pardon. 993-993-993. 993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. And make sure when you call, you tell us identify yourself and
your chambers.
Okay, it's very important. And then if you're a lady lawyer, I haven't heard from my lady lawyers. What's happening? I just like to remind you, just to jiggle your mind again. I mean to rejig, not to jiggle. Yes, English is plainly. This is a case of endangerment, a case of animal kidnap. These people encroach into my land, my client's land, please. These people are racist. Ladies and gentlemen, join the conversation. I'm going to go on Twitter in a bit, but right now I have clients on the phone. Let's join the conversation. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, morning.
Please turn off your radio.
Down.
That's not nice in this court.
Down, please.
What's up, Lego?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Ahead.
That's a mwah. Mary Anno Pinopino. Stretch one, where is Stretch one?
He's in the Hague. He's in the Hague. He has gone to the Hague.
To the Hague, okay.
Yes, yes.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Barrister Igwe Victor from Igwe Kala and Ibu Anapala Pachembas.
Hey.
This case, from the way I have reviewed this case, this is a case of an animal merchant who specializes on exploitation of organs and harvest of fish.
Which one is
that's another angle.
Which one is
the merchant called the owner of the sheep, Baba Baba, the owner of black sheep, do you have any wool? He said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. 3 bags full of wool. So, we are looking at the case of profiling of a race, that is the black race, and the exploitation of organ and the harvest of it. So now, from the angle, my fellow learned colleague, Barrister Marianne Okun, is taking it. This is a case of exploitation of organs and the harvest of it, as the case of Madu in the UK and the case of David Opor. So, I'm trying to bring a case of profiling of a race, the black race. This is when you have the following items that substantiate and that also attribute the angle and proposition of profiling. That is when you have the case of Black Maria.
Thank you. You have successfully confused the court.
Black
but it's the Igwe Festus.
Black Jesus.
No, but I think I understand
but
what
you mean.
You
have successfully succeeded in confusing the court.
He did not confuse the court. You just said
I like
that.
So
people that don't know anything, people that get confused.
He made a case for the of something.
He didn't make any case.
He made a case of
If you listen to him very well, you would have noticed that he was trying to tilt. It would have easily tilted to my side.
I wasn't hoping. But no. You see, you're a racist.
No,
you're an animal kidnapper.
He mentioned
exploitation. As it is, I put it to you that you're a racist.
My lord, may I? If you could send Marianne out of this court, I can make my point because she doesn't allow me to say anything. My lord, you notice he says something.
My lord,
about
I don't want to know if I'm inside her mouth that I'm stopping her. My lord, can you tell
my
me?
My lord, I go change her for a move. Hey, my lord, knows I don't know myself.
My lord, you're mad me. My order in my court. I would not
you
allow for those
what?
Kinds of attitude with in my court.
Oh, that shift. That shift. What do you mean?
I will make sure. I would hope that you take
always,
this woman out of my court if she does it again.
No, it doesn't work like that.
My lord, this guy
My lord, I want to tell you something. If I catch my medical colleague outside this court after
my lord, Mister, not a fear. My lord, Mister, I got change on for him. Don't worry,
she no go like that.
My lord, let's all face this case now because all scatter everywhere here now. Let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? Anybody home? Oh, sorry. Please call us back.
Microphone. Okay. Nice.
0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call if you're a lady. 01-465-7190. Or you can send us a WhatsApp message. 080-959-75805.
Me, I just want to say... Again, I want to reiterate the fact that this is a case of exploitation. Yes, as Igwe Victor rightly said, but they were exploiting this animal. Yes.
Says the person who's trying to ask the animal if they have wool without going through
I'm
the owner.
The one, my client was the one who was asking.
See, my dear, you're backing up the wrong tree.
No. Because apparently, a ship is being used for hard labor here.
My lord, Nadio Boy, I come from. This guy, you know me.
My lord, me, I be worried. I don't get time.
You go learn. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, alive.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'm Barrister Victor calling from Ikeja.
Ah, welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much. Can I approach the court?
You may
approach the bench,
or else you disapproach.
Okay, now let's look at it from the religious perspective. You know, in the book of Psalm chapter 23, verse 1, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd." So I see that the sheep is a human being. You get me? That sheep is a human being. And so it has been committed to him, that wood, to give to his master and to give one to his dame and then another one to the black
boy. Has been committed to him by whom?
Yeah, it is committed to him by the shepherd.
Which shepherd?
The shepherd is the master.
Which master?
So you agree? Are you agreeing with me that a sheep, an animal, is being exploited here?
It's not an animal. It's a human being. That's what I'm saying. It's a human being.
Do you have evidence of this? Do you have an evidence to show?
That's why I quoted it from the book of Psalm 23.
Oh.
He spoke. Hmm. Yes, he spoke. So when he spoke, he now commanded, they ordered him that he should keep one for the master and then keep one for the dam and then for the little boy. So when that the person came and like asking him, he said, no, it has already been committed to the people's hands, so it's not no one for him again.
Mm.
So that is from the perspective I saw it, my master, my lord.
Oh, okay.
Thank
my
you.
Lord.
My dear colleague,
they should not allow this bystander enter this court again.
Be like I say, don't they? Not they come here again, eh? My lord, no vex. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey. What's up?
JJ. Yeah. Cheers to life. Good morning. Identify yourself and your chambers.
This is Barista Olawale from Savoya Oba.
Okay.
For you, chambers.
I like that chamber.
Mm. Are you bracketing that new and fresh, brilliant?
They don't need that and bay like you.
After taking a few green bottles, I can see I don't need to smoke or party yolo. Solomon wisdom.
Oh, yagbon kan.
Oh, yagbon kan. I can see everything after reviewing and previewing to desale koko. I can yarn the koko that I put it to you, my lord, that the sheep in question here is a thief.
Is a what?
Is a what?
Is a thief.
Is a thief.
Yes.
I know it.
Yeah, you know it.
Mm.
Yes. I'm standing firmly with Barista Feta. Yes.
After a few bottles. Yes. I see where you're coming from. I see you coming from the bottom of the barrel.
But that was a very honest barrister there.
From the bottom of the barrel.
I mean, he was being honest. Let me take this position. From Peter Ayorinde, SAN, from Anthony. Is this Anthony Chambers or what? Anyway, good morning, this honorable court. My client, a goat, wants to join case with the black sheep against any racism against it. Why name my client stubborn? Why quote in the Bible that sheep will be on the right and my client, his brethren, will be on the left and may go to hell fire? Why eternally call my client Mr. Goat stubborn and think the sheep is better when the most aggressive animal is the male sheep or ram that kills, maim, and destroy each other and properties, even for sport? Now that fast is coming to an end, I want to tell this court that the case of Mr. Black Sheep should be heard. White sheep should be slaughtered next weekend for eternal corruption of human children, and white sheep should be led to the slaughterhouses. Goats should be left alone to have our kids and eat whatever they want. Which kids?
Well, the child of a goat is a kid.
Our kids.
I mean, I'm sure he meant their kids.
Because I was like, what do you mean? Our what?
Anyway, we have just 1 minute on the clock. Okay, we're going to take a quick infomercial and then, of course, go on a break. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, the court will resume session.
Let's go there.
We're in court. Court is in session.
So that's true.
Welcome back. It's your WhatsApp, Lagos. This is, I put it to you, I am the honorable.
Do you even know yourself?
Excuse me. I'm taking my time.
Take your time.
Advocate of Nigeria. Senior advocate for animals, race, people of all skin colors, type. And all ethnicities, I stand for good and not evil. I am Mary Anacom.
I am Feta.
Barrister at law.
Barrister Feta, actually.
Chajambi.
You don't have the right to describe me as that, but that's okay. By the time I'm done with the case today, I'm sure that I won't be able to address myself.
My dear Leonard colleague, are you sure you'll
be
done
will be
today?
You will be able.
My dear Leonard colleague, are you sure?
To address me.
You are going to be able to
respect.
End today.
I am not, I don't blow my
because
trumpet.
You have been hovering over Amagwa. Amagwa Airport, you have still not been able to land.
I don't blow my trumpet, eventually.
Do you have it to even blow?
I have it. But I don't like to blow it.
My dear Leonard colleague, I came here for you.
I mean, you came here for your your clients. Your, can
excuse
you
me, 5 more minutes on the clock. For those of you who have been part of this court case, my learned colleague will remind you what we're talking about.
We are talking about Baba Black Sheep.
See? She said it.
That's the case before us today. Baba Black Sheep. Have you any wool? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 3 bags full. 1 for the master, 1 for the dame, and 1 for the little girl that lives down the lane. But she said little boy. But the case, the original case, because I have the original case that was brought before me, before I brought it to the Honorable Court, was little girl. But she said little boy. But that's fine. That's okay. We would prove beyond any doubt that the person in question, the person who asked the question, is the innocent one here. And
the animal kidnapper. You mean the encroacher.
So you are
you mean
saying,
the racist
you are
client
saying,
of Marianne, yours.
That if you provide a service and I walk into your, you know, store.
Why did you go to the bank? Why didn't you knock
provide,
on the door and speak to the owner of the sheep? You say you are
is
looking
that what
for
you are saying?
I'm providing service. Which service? Animal kidnapper. Endangerment.
Nice.
Look at you.
And you and your client that is also subjecting an animal to hard labor and exploitation.
Says who? My animal, the animal of my
the
client
case, the
is
case
a pet.
Reads it all. The case
it
reads it all.
But a pet. It is you who have gone to
pet.
Introduce the
oh,
issue
wow.
of wool.
You keep a sheep as a pet.
Yes.
Nice. Great.
It's not an
endangered
species.
And then you paint it black.
Oh, no, you called it black.
Oh, nice.
That animal was not black. You see, this is the problem with people of today's world.
This is not the problem.
This is the problem.
It is a proper description of what my client saw.
My dear people, we have 3 minutes
on
the clock.
If you had named your sheep, nobody would describe it as black in the first place.
Please, we have a lawyer there from Aja Chambers.
Yes,
can we
can also take this one from Igwe Victor, who says, from Igwe Kala Chambers, says, I posit that a case of exploitation and race profiling be established here. How can you harvest the wool to the tune of 3 baskets? And also, you made sure you bring in the concept of color of the sheep you're exploiting, the black sheep. This is where we have these derogatory statements, the black Maria, black Liz, black male. I think you said that before, Black Lives Matter. My Lord, please sustain this preposition. Babs Maja Chamber says, my Lord, Baba Black Sheep was related to...
No, we are not
me
there.
And you. There is substantial evidence to say that wool is a drug substance. How can you be asking if a sheep herder has any wool? Wool supposed plenty now. Has anyone seen a black sheep before? It shock you. Wool here is synonymous with a white substance or a cannabis, aka Igbo, rolled in a cotton ball that is inhaled. Reason why there is none for the little boy that lives. He didn't say there is none, no. Reason why there is none for the little boy that lives down the lane. I ask this honorable court to let us test the evidence to evaluate this speculation.
There is no evidence.
He did
this
not
is
say
why
there is none. No, he
this
said
is
one
case.
For the little boy.
Who did this
another angle, though.
This
could
sir.
It be that your client?
Does, sir, excuse me, does
my
sir?
My lord, my
you
lord,
have, sir. Do you have? Did
my
you
lord,
see the wool?
My
There's
lord.
No evidence. My could animal does not
be,
have wool.
Could it also be that her client is into drugs? Is that what you use your service? Because,
I'm sorry.
Because my client
but
came
this is
in
a Twitter.
Innocently.
You see, you don't
my,
have what to say.
My client came in innocently to ask.
You are losing it.
My client came in
my
innocently
Lord,
to
she's
ask
losing
for the
it.
Proposed, for the
she's,
supposed
she's making
services.
Up things that
but apparently,
see, this court does not
the
entertain.
Why you're upset,
this
the
court
why
does not
upset.
Entertain make believe. Show us proof. If you don't have proof, stay away
the
from
the reason
court.
Why your client is upset
my
is
Lord.
Because of. Guilty
my
conscience.
Lord, maybe we know they speak English. I won't. I wait for door.
My lord, if you know they speak English,
come maybe go outside.
So,
my lord,
not
because, my lord,
I'm not following
this
speaking English.
My
speaking.
Lord, they go outside now. We want to go outside.
Guilty conscience.
Do you know what they have here? My people also love the road.
Well, that I put it to you today, my Lord, don't vex, the court don't scatter, everything has scattered. Welcoming, in a bit, we're going to be talking about something different before we wrap up the show this morning. But it's still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. Thank you to all our learned colleagues who joined the conversation every
those
Friday.
Of you approached and those of you who
yes,
approached.
Yes, I put it to you, comes to you every Friday on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back after this break. And And that's it, Lagos, on WhatsApp, Lagos. Don't forget to follow Nigeria Info on all of its platforms, Nigeria Info on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and like and follow us on YouTube. My name is Mary Anna Cohn. She's Feta. Feta.
Yeah.
How's the weekend going to be?
Beautiful.
Okay. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO, Mary Anne Duke Cohn, everywhere else. Love you, Lagos. See you on Monday.